Yesterday was a really horrible day in the world of news here in Townsville. There were five cyclists who were hit by a car. And as we went through the show, news was unfolding as to what had happened. And it's just really kind of caught the community off guard. And there's a lot of upset and anxiety out there. But we wanted just to touch base with the cycling community to find out how they're feeling this morning. So we have Tyce Kruger from Townsville Bicycle Users Group on the line with us right now. Tyce, how are you going this morning?
Yeah, we're going all right. Have let it all sink in a little bit.
Yeah. What is the feeling amongst the cycling community in Townsville after this happened yesterday? Is it a feeling of sadness? Is it anger? What's the emotions out there?
So I think a lot of people, they come across sort of close calls like this a lot, and they always try to move on as quickly as possible because, unfortunately, there's not a lot of change happening, even though we sort of push with the police to try to get, people chased up to do close calls. So a lot of the time, people are just trying to move on and just trying to get back on the bike, unfortunately.
So when you do go out riding around Townsville, is there always kind of a feeling of anxiety when you're on the roads because there are close calls or accidents such as yesterday?
I think the people that get really anxious, they just don't get on the bike,
right,
to be honest. But yeah, you always have to be careful.
Right.
Yeah, it just must be every cyclist's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
The thought of being, ploughed down by a car, what happened yesterday. Do you find there's a bit of a, and I've seen this, I'm not even a cyclist, but I find there's a bit of an anti-cyclist kind of sentiment in Townsville amongst the community at times?
Oh yeah, it's an Australia-wide thing.
Right.
Not specific to Townsville, unfortunately.
So what do we need to do to kind of change that thinking? Does it need to be more education? Does there need to be more bike lanes around the city? What can we do moving forward?
Separate bike lanes.
Right.
So, that it doesn't change the behaviour, but at least it's a bit safer for people on the push bikes. It makes people a bit more inclined to take their kids to school, and ride together, that sort of thing.
So by that, do you mean take the bike lanes off the road completely and have a completely separate bike path?
Yeah, so yep. integrated in the footpath, but still, just like cars, so it's clear that you've got the right of way at intersection, so you're not slowed right down.
Tyce, all five victims, they spent the night at Townsville Hospital with various injuries, fractured pelvises, fractured ribs, large amount of gravel rash, of course. Aside from what the media has put out there, have you heard anything about the condition of the cyclists and how, I guess, they're doing mentally? Because, it's not just physical injuries that are going to have to be dealt with here.
No, I haven't heard from the cyclists. I don't personally know them, and I feel they probably have enough on their plate. They don't really want us to go around asking questions. But in a way, we were a little bit lucky that the driver wasn't operating a car that was raced and had a bull bar.
Mm. Yeah.
Because we've seen what happened recently elsewhere, and it led to a worse outcome. So.
Yeah, we know too the car was not stolen, and the 28-year-old male driver will face court today.
Our thoughts are definitely with those five cyclists currently in hospital and all their friends and family supporting them.
It'll be a long road to recovery for them, won't it? From the Townsville Bicycle User Group, Tyce Kruger, thank you so much for your thoughts, mate. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Info and Gabby.